Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Saturday morning, we're being tested. The clouds are out. We want the sun. I do. Did you work out this morning? Do you feel great? If not, I have answers. Only through perspectives, as always. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're driving, when you get home, get on my website, straighttalk.cc. I teach on radio through pictures on the website. Have to do that. Why? Because I don't think anyone really understands what's going on unless they see the pictures. I don't think anybody heals unless they change the consciousness. Big word for, do you understand the terminologies that are being force-fed down your throat all the time, fundamentally or inadvertently, to sell supplements? Now, I'm not going to go on the attack. However, my finding, do you agree, is that more people buy things because everybody else tells them to buy it, because they don't have a choice, because they're desperate, because their doctor at Kaiser really doesn't do their job, and some nutritionist tells you, we all think it's a good thing to do. But do you, John Q. Public, really understand? And that's what the show is about, to get you to understand more deeply so you can make the intelligent choice. What you have to do is make the time. You got to make the effort. And that's my fundamental point. America, if not the world, has to understand, with a shrinking ecosystem, a shrinking ecology, billions upon billions of new chemicals being added to the atmosphere each month, we have to come to terms with something. And that is that you've got to give a little bit more time to understanding what your health is about. Today's show, cell energy, understanding cell energy, and why antioxidants are misunderstood. Yeah, the antioxidants. We're going to go after the antioxidants today. Not to condemn them. Not necessarily to condone them. Just to give you a perspective on why you're taking them. Because lots of you are taking them and you're not getting your money's worth. You're wasting your time, your money, and your energy because you don't have perspective on antioxidants. To understand vitamin C, vitamin E, glutathione, CoQ10, whether it's ubiquinol or ubiquinone, who cares fundamentally? Lipoic acid, superoxide dismutase, known to some of you as SOD, NADH, any and all of them, the ones we know, the ones we're going to discover, the ones the body makes, the ones that are exogenous, meaning the body doesn't make them, like vitamin C. Humans don't make vitamin C. Gorillas do. Linus Pauling thought the fact that humans don't make vitamin C was a deleterious mutation. No, that's not a Greek. Deleterious is a negative. Something that didn't work for our evolution that stuck, unfortunately. A deleterious mutation. Linus Pauling said, the fact that we don't make 10 grams of vitamin C today did not serve our health. So he gave his life, much of the last 30 years of his very, very long life, to antioxidant research, specifically that of vitamin C, but all antioxidants. And, of course, only later to find out he, even at his level, made the big boo-boo. He was talking about ascorbic acid, not the full flavonoid. He didn't know that. Dihydroascorbic acid, we know, is essentially a free radical. Very thin line between free radical and antioxidant. We're going to discuss that later today. Do you know what I'm talking about? Kinda. But I want you to understand what I'm talking about when the rubber meets the road. That's right. When you get the symptom, when you get the chronic symptom, when you're in your 50s and you find yourself aging and you don't like it and you want to do something about it. when people start calling you sir or ma'am, when you stop getting proofed when you buy alcohol, these little moments along the way that flip you out, and then on a cold, rainy day, you feel like your day is done, your dreams are shot, and you've got that aching low back pain or that digestive problem or worse yet, a cancer, or someone's told you you're headed towards Parkinson's. I want you to understand enough about the antioxidant, free radical, oxidative stress, cell energy issue so you can take it to where it counts, that cloudy, rainy day. You get my point? If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. You will not get it straighter on any radio show in the entire United States. I assure you, I know. I know, because this is not necessarily the popular way to do things, because it asks you to have a deeper commitment. But the payoff is huge. So make the deeper commitment today and listen hard later on. Listen to the show again, because you're going to need to. Cell energy. What are we talking about? Understanding cell energy. Okay. Get to the picture section under shows. Here's the pictures. We've got what? I think we've got, what, 20, 34 pictures today. 34 pictures, a bunch of links. Look at picture number 2. You've seen this one before. I love this picture. There's a cell, a human cell. It's a bunch of parts. You don't have to know what each of those parts do. The membrane, the cell membrane, that blue thing, that's the skin of the cell. It lets things in and it keeps things out. It keeps things in. It keeps things out. If that membrane, which is mostly cholesterol and essential fatty acids, breaks down, you're in deep trouble. Free radicals, little Pac-Man with big teeth, come and tear out the wall of that cell membrane. And then all of a sudden, bad things get in. Good things get out. You got a leaky cell membrane? No, I didn't say leaky gut. I said a leaky cell membrane. Systemically, homogeneously, or focally. Throughout the body. Once those cell membranes start to deplete, repair, get attacked faster than they can put themselves back together again, you start to have problems. We'll call that stage 1 problems. That's like your 20s, your 30s, your 40s. If your biggest problem by the time you're in your 50s is in the cell membrane, you're doing pretty good. But you see, these problems, these viruses, these parasites, these heavy metals, these pesticides, these petrochemicals, so on and so forth, prions, nanobacteria, mycoplasmic material, Lyme disease, looking and running, looking for a place to hide inside the cell. When these finally get into the cytoplasm, that's the goo, the intracellular space, or worse yet, start to tear through the DNA, now you start to feel like a lot of people in their 50s. You look bad, you feel bad, you act bad, and you start getting haunted. That could be you. It could be you someday. There's nobody exempt from listening to this show. Nobody. Unless you want the easy, stupid fix. Just get down to your local GNC, put a blindfold on, and just pick a supplement off a shelf. Or worse yet, ask the guy working there, because he knows a lot. If that's not you, then listen. This is you. The cytoplasm, the cell membrane. I'm going to call your attention on this picture to the mitochondrion. That's the powerhouse of the cell. Yeah, you learned that. People sell mitochondrion Krebs cycle catalysts. 2 for $69 this week. Go for it. Boy, oh boy. I hope I can change your mind. That mitochondrion is what we're going to look at today. And then we're going to move on. We're going to move past it. That mitochondrion, I want to tell you that that's an organelle. It's a part of the cell, just like the lysosome, just like the ribosome, just like the endoplasmic reticulum. The cell has all sorts of little parts, the Golgi complex. It's got all sorts of little parts to it. These are called organelles. They're little machines inside the big factory. Simple. See? Okay. The mitochondrion. When we do a PCR analysis, meaning when we try to code it genetically, you know what we find? The mitochondria is an alien. It's not you. It's not me. It's not us. It came in from the outside like some sort of a parasite. It did. We're sure of it. We know it. DNA testing proves it today. We know in the evolution of the mammalian cell that the mitochondrion floated on in from the outside, hooked a ride into whatever we call the cell umpteen gazillion years ago, and hooked a ride. It came in from the outside. That's a big deal. Maybe it was implanted. Maybe it's part of the divine. The point is, it's fascinating that unlike any other part of the cell, if you break this down, it's like a probiot. The mitochondria is why we sit here today and listen to this talk. Think of the mitochondrion like the probiots. Those probiots down in your gut, they're not you, but they are you. You know, get that good bacteria, eat those fermented foods, get your yogurt in, your acidophilus, your bifidus, your bulgaricus, get breastfed. That puts the ecosystem in order in your large intestine. Those bugs are alien to you. They're symbiotes. Fungus can be a symbiote. Not always. Another story. The mitochondria is a symbiote. Came from the outside with a special purpose. What purpose? Well, do this. Look at picture 11. That is Dr. Krebs. Dr. Krebs gave his life, he's German, gave his life to discovering what we call today the Krebs cycle. The Krebs cycle is a process that we call part of what we're going to term the cell energy. The mechanisms, the series of mechanisms through which the body takes glucose. No, glucose is good. Too much glucose is bad. Sugar is good. What we call cell energy, critical to health, the essence of health, runs on glucose. So glucose is good. High glucose is bad. But effectively, the body will take its amino acids and its fatty acids, so proteins and fats, and turn them into glucose in the absence of carbohydrates or glucose. In the end, no glucose, no ATP, adenosine triphosphate. What's that? That's the dollar bill of a cell. It's the currency. You name it. You want to grow hair? You want to grow teeth? You want to get rid of your back pain? You want to walk down the street? You want to sprint up the street? You want to lose weight? You want to get rid of your symptom? You want to get rid of your disease? You want to cure your cancer? Better have the cell currency. That's ATP. ATP begins. Its production begins with the diffusion of sugar across the membrane. Done. So understand that. And once you start that cascade, then you enter into a sequence. And what I want you to do now is turn to picture number 9. If you're new to the show, Dr. Vincent Medici, get on the website, straighttalk.cc. By the way, last week we had 130 responses to get those two cases of HCL. Answer to the question. All right, let's think back to memory lane. Last week, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, neurodegenerative disease. Question, why do the ventricles enlarge? Answer, because the ventricles are pumping the cerebrospinal fluid. And that cerebrospinal fluid, like lymph, it's the lymph of the brain, the cerebrospinal fluid, has to pump through the in-between spaces of the cells of the brain, the neurons of the brain, the intercellular space. And in Alzheimer's, which is a deposition disease, thus the neurofibrillary plaques, high insulin relates to it, that intercellular space gets plugged up so the CSF can't flow. Now the ventricles are pumping it. So there's a back pressure. Simple. A lot of you figured that out in not as eloquent terms, but I forgive that. A lot of you really figured that out. Good. The whole body works that way. Why does the heart enlarge? Peripheral resistance. Why does the ventricles enlarge? Peripheral resistance. Peripheral resistance from deposition disease stimulated by too much free radical production, not enough antioxidant quenching. Ultimately, the depletion of the cell energy, thus the beginning of dysplasia, all the way to anaplasia, apoptosis, or senescence. If you can understand what I just said, light a cigar. Truly. But I know lots of you can't because I talk to you. I talk to you each week in my office. I talk to you in my classroom. And you kind of get it deeper. And if you're listening to radio and you haven't come to my school, then I wonder. And yet, I had 130 responses last week. Fantastic. So somebody's getting it. Get more of it. It's easy. You think it's not. You think it's not, but it is. Okay, let's go back. Sugar into the blood. Look at that picture, picture number 9. Glycolysis. That's the process through which glucose becomes pyruvate. You can see it there. Very simple. Sugar becomes something else. Forget the something else. But that pyruvate, which gets converted to acetyl-CoA in another process that's not listed there, that acetyl-CoA goes into the Krebs cycle, right? That's that German scientist that won the Nobel Prize for discovering the uric acid cycle and the Krebs cycle. Krebs cycle today is known as the citric acid cycle. It should be known as the Krebs cycle. Somebody doesn't want to give Krebs credit. I think that's wrong, don't you? Krebs cycle. It takes that glucose converted to acetyl-CoA and runs it through a process. It's a cycle. Big deal. It's done. You've got it. And it spits out something you know because you bought this supplement. I know you did. NADH. Nicotine adenine dinucleotide. NADH. And FADH also. It spits that out. The Krebs cycle takes sugar and makes NADH and FADH too. And then that goes into something called the electron transport train. It's all there. Page 9, picture 9. If you're driving, just bear with it. Get the essence and then attach the details when you get home. Glycolysis takes sugar, pumps it into the Krebs cycle, spits out those two things. Those two things, NADH and FADH2, they donate hydrogen ions. They give up later on their hydrogens. That H is for hydrogen. That has significance in the electron transport chain. Now, that electron transport chain, that's a whole other study. Somebody else won the Nobel Prize for figuring that out. This is important. Why? Because this is where your lipoic acid lives. This is where your CoQ10 lives. This is where your vitamin C lives. This is where your antioxidants that your body makes, far exceeding what you take in from the outside. This is where it all occurs to produce ATP so you can grow a beard, so you can buff up your muscles, so you can cure your disease, so you can have energy, so you can think clearly, so you can stop disease in its tracks. It all lives here, here for you. Divinely inspired, no doubt. We take sugar, we throw it into the Krebs cycle, spit out those hydrogen ions, and send it to the electron transport chain. Let's bust that down a little bit. Let's go look at the electron transport chain. You see, you're doing it. I can feel you doing it. Not so hard. Let's look at picture number 8. Picture number 8. Gorgeous picture there. What a mess. Oh, my God. Go home. Memorize that in the morning. It's your quiz. You got it? Can you remember that? Can you memorize that whole picture in 5 seconds? Is your memory photographic or is that going to take 6 months? Well, if it takes 6 months, there's a lot of fibrosis up in that brain. Yeah. You show that picture to your grandkids, they'll have that down in half an hour. I'm serious. I know. I've got to. My life depends on that. That is the electron transport chain. That occurs. Look at the top of that picture. We're looking at picture number 9, I think it was, right? 8. Gee, can't make a memory mistake now. Picture number 8. Look at that. The mitochondrion, and in it, in the membrane of the mitochondrion in the cell, this alien invader from the outside, is this process that we call oxidative phosphorylation or the electron transport chain. It's taking NADH. Now look at the bottom there. Bottom left, you can do this. Bottom left, NADH. Look at that, and then look at next to it, FADH2. So look at that red, look at that long blue membrane there. Look at that red oval-shaped, look at that red oval-shaped structure. Just below it, NADH. And look to the right, to the yellow one, not at the bottom, but to the right of the red, to the yellow. It says FADH2. NADH, FADH2. That stuff was produced in another part of the story, the Krebs cycle. So the Krebs cycle takes NADH and FADH2, and it takes away its hydrogens. It takes away its hydrogens, and it stores them up top. And as it takes away the hydrogens, hydrogen is just an atom, helium, helium balloons, hydrogen bomb, you got it. As it takes away those hydrogens, electrons, little negative charges, are transferred from the red thing to the yellow thing to the purple thing to the tan thing to the green thing to the end. Now you take that in, and don't tell me you can't do this, because I'm quizzing you on it tomorrow. I think what I'm going to do is start an online quiz. You know, they give these in school now, these online quizzes. And everybody takes it, and then maybe I'll give a prize for the top 2 to 3 contestants. All right, this is what you do. You comment on the section below the show today with the renewed website here. I want you to comment. I think that would be a great idea. Quizzes. Not the way we used to do it. Quizzes. I'm going to give you a quiz. I want to see all you people. You people in Romania, Bulgaria, Portugal, Spain, India, Australia, South Africa, United Kingdom, Canada, Nicaragua, Ecuador. I checked the site. The site is pulling from all over the world. Ah, the power of internet. Not Southern California, not Anaheim, not just there. It's coming in from everywhere. So let's put this in a quiz, a world quiz, to see if we can make this divinely inspired phenomenon called oxidative phosphorylation understood. I like that. I just thought of that. I get an A for today's show. We're going to put this into a quiz form henceforth. You get on the section today, comment if you think that's a great idea. Okay? I'm going to do it no matter what you think. But I want to know. I think that's a great idea, because you have to understand this. If you're sick, symptomatic, you have to understand this. And you know as well as I know that most of the people that you know either go to Kaiser and get ripped off, or they walk into GNC and buy supplements trying to cure symptoms. That is capital D. I mean, yeah, it's innocent. We could call it ignorant, or we could call it just plain dumb. Well, not really. You can't say that. People just haven't been exposed. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. You're not dumb. You just haven't heard the show yet. But if you have, if you know people that need to, tell them, and tell them to be smart. Because they are smart. Because they can understand. Look at this. You got to understand this oxidative phosphorylation. Why? Because at the end of this process, whereby the Krebs cycle off sugar produces NADH and FADH2, and you begin then to throw electrons across that blue line to the end and bump. You see these little green grapes? They look like green grapes. Look at that blue strip. This is picture number 8. Look at that blue strip in the mitochondrial membrane there. Look at all those little green grapes on top there. They look like green grapes. It says H plus, H plus, H plus, H plus, H plus, H plus. Those hydrogens are being thrown up there into that space after they're cleaved. They're cleaved off NADH and FADH2. Oh, yeah. NADH. I bought that. It was a supplement. Yeah, it was. We're going to get to that in a moment. Those hydrogens are cleaved off the supplement you ingested, and they're sequestered up high above. If you put a bunch of positive charges together, there's a voltage differential between all the negatives on one side and all the positives on the other. It's like men and women. If you mix them up, everything gets mellow. But if you put all the men on one side of the fence and all the women on the other side of the fence, and you just keep concentrating, all the men and all the women and all the men and all the women. Sound like Catholic school to you? All the men and all the women. All you create such a charge that eventually there's going to be a stampede, usually of men across the line. When those hydrogens stampede across, ATP is produced, 34 ATP. Isn't that ingenious? I mean, isn't that worth a life's work? Wouldn't you like to go to work and study that every day? I do. More and more. That's exciting. How's your day? Here's the point. You have to get healthy by understanding this. Understand that your body then takes the ATP. It takes the ATP that's produced. Now go to picture two. And it rebuilds everything in picture two. Go to picture number one. It rebuilds everything in picture number one. Everything in picture number one and picture number two, it breaks down. You don't need to know what it does right now. Centrioles, lysosomes, cytoskeleton, nucleus, nucleolus, nuclear membrane, Golgi apparatus, secretory granules, blah, 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 blah. They break down as you demand, as you work through your day, these things break down. They break down faster when you're out there sucking down smog all day, under stress at the office, internalizing emotion, eating poorly, drinking neurotoxins every minute or two through some stimulant you're on. These organelles in the cell break down. Eventually, the ATP production disappears and your cell goes to pot. Now, here's the point. To repair that, to repair those damaged organelles, you have to produce ATP. Now you understand the cell energy. Yeah, I'm clapping. Now you get cell energy. So when you're sick, if you've gotten to the point where you just don't have holes in your membrane, you just don't have a little imbalance here and there and everywhere, but when you get sick enough to where you don't have cell energy, your goose is cooked. You have a big problem. Now, how do you know if this is you? Well, here's four. I thought about this. All right? Here's four big ones. You ought to be doing your antioxidant profiles. This is smart money. And I put a link at the top of the show for you. All right? I'll do your homework. Oxidative stress analysis. Just look at that link. I put this link last week. Geneva Diagnostics, get the full oxidative panel, especially the intracellular glutathione. Done. In your spare time, listen to Boyd Haley. I put his YouTube clip on there. The guy he's just a brilliant chemist with a great perspective. Of course, in the end, he tried to sell you his glutathione supplement. Can't blame a guy for making a living. But he was sincere. But what he did that I find outstanding is he really taught. He taught you. And he's clear. And he's lucid. And he's not that hard to understand. And that's a big plus. In that YouTube strip is everything. As I've said before, the issue today is not simply getting the data. It's easy to get data. People come in all the time. Housewives, secretaries, gardeners. They've done their research on the internet for their particular disease. Based on their research, they'd like to say this. You know what their research is? They click buttons on YouTube and just add up the data. That is not research. And yeah, I got to stroke it because it's a step in the right direction. But here's the bottom line. And the people It's interesting. The more education people have, the more they want to do that too. People that are successful in one field, when they have a problem with their health, they get on there and they do the research. Okay, fine. I'm a little tongue-in-cheek here. Why? Because you're kidding yourself. That's why. All you're doing is accumulating data. What you have to learn to do is open up that other dimension of your brain to know truth. And just because you have more education and just because you make more money, that doesn't necessarily mean you're any better than that at anybody else. You see? There's a quality in a certain place. You have to use your intuitive faculty, your common sense, to acquire data. That's what I do. This guy, Boyd Haley, he trips the flag. This guy knows his stuff. And he will sum up in 1 hour and 5 minutes and 37 seconds, like the clip says, more about your health than just about anybody. 4 years of medical school, people still strike out. That's what knowledge is. Power. And this is my point to you about what it takes you to listen to this show. If you come to this site once and leave and don't come back, I don't know what to say to you. I think there's some rocks up there. Especially when for nothing, you can listen to these shows again and again and again. Because that's where your solution is. You don't want to know? I understand, but you're going to get stung. There's Boyd Haley on oxidative stress. Meaning what? Meaning that when those membranes and other cell organelles break down, even to the point where the cell energy dips so low, you're in deep trouble. Somewhere along the way, the body tries to reverse that. It tries to repair it, and it calls upon its antioxidants. Now, some antioxidants you got to get from the outside. Vitamin C is one of them. Vitamin E is heavily consumed from the outside, stored in the liver. It's fat soluble. All the fat soluble antioxidant vitamins like E, they're stored in the liver. It's why the cat that eats the gazelle eats the liver first. It's where the good stuff is, the iron, the fat soluble vitamins. The vitamin C, the Bs are water soluble, but C is an antioxidant. It quenches free radicals. It tries to repair those organelles as those Pac-Men, those real hungry free radicals, damage everything. Look at picture number 16. We're going somewhere with this. Antioxidants doing their job. Picture number 16. Antioxidants eating the damaging free radicals. Sure they are. They're eating them up. Look at picture number... Look at picture number 21. Picture number 21. There's your antioxidant. There's your free radical. There's the antioxidant. Think of that as vitamin C, vitamin E, glutathione, lipoic acid, ubiquinol, whatever. They run around with an electron to donate to a free radical, which if it doesn't get an electron, it's going to become an angry animal. It's going to get that electron whether the antioxidant gives it to it or not. Gee, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take so many antioxidants, they leak out my ears. Give me an entire jug of that. We're going to get to that. Because people that are doing that are harming themselves too. Complicated. Not if you listen to your gut. If you just use your head. If you don't use your head, you're in trouble. If you do use your head the wrong way, it's worse. It really is. I'll show you some articles. Again. Let's go back. Bingo. Cell energy. Glycolysis. Krebs cycle. Oxidative phosphorylation. ATP to repair organelles. Why do those organelles need to be repaired? Because free radicals break them down. If you don't know what a free radical is, listen to my other shows. Those free radicals are quenched by antioxidants. Antioxidants, look at this picture. Picture 21, antioxidants donate electrons, negative charges, to what is otherwise going to tear down the wall of your cell, worse yet, your DNA. Enough of that free radical damage, you've got what? Okay, I will give you a case of Quantum Digest. Now, that's a lot. This is like heavily generous mood here. One case of Quantum Digest. I'm going to give it to the first person. So do anyway. Get ready. I'll give you a few seconds here so you get at your computer so you can all get your thing zoomed on in. All right, the first two, I'll give six. All right. I'll give one case of Digest. And I'm going to give you one case of glutathione. No, I'm not going to give you glutathione. That's the whole point. You're wasting your money. I'm wasting my generosity. Don't get glutathione. I'm going to give a case of Quantum Digest and three greens mix. Because that's worth giving to somebody. Three greens mix and a case of Quantum Digest. So one person gets the Quantum Digest. The other person gets the greens mix. Those are the two gifts. Answer me right now. Zoom it in. Don't call it in. If you call it in, we're not even going to listen. I want you to use the computer. What happens? What are the three things that are going to happen? What are the three things that are going to happen if there are not enough antioxidants to neutralize the free radical damage occurring in your body? That cell then gets damaged. And what are the three things that cell is going to take its choice at, that are none of which are good for you? Give me the three results of long-term chronic antioxidant damage that we're going to call Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and cancer and back pain and fatigue and blah, blah, blah. You got it? All right, let's get on with the show. Enough of this generosity. Antioxidants counterbalance free radical damage. What antioxidants? CoQ10, lipoic acid, intracellular glutathione, all of which you can buy and purchase. Yes, you can. Vitamin C, vitamin E, all of which you can buy and purchase. Picture number 30. Go out there and get, what is that? A CoQ10, a ubiquinol spray? Is that what that is? A sublingual? I don't even know. Look at that CoQ10 there. Look at another company that sells CoQ10. Look at that. Spend a little money on that one. Now look at this. Look at picture 33. Buy that thing that looks like a bottle of wine with all those neat antioxidants in it. Buy that. It's got a lot of antioxidants too. Then, of course, there's lipoic acid. Who is this? Pericone. Dr. Pericone. Yeah, he's in the game too. Your alpha lipoic acid. Buy that one too. You know, these antioxidants are important. Buy your alpha lipoic acid. Buy your CoQ10. Buy your vitamin E. Buy your vitamin C. Buy your barley grass. Buy your oat grass. Buy your wheat grass. Buy your chlorella. Buy your spirulina. Buy it all. Buy it, buy it, buy it, and buy it. Sell it and buy it. And then look at picture number 26. The truth about antioxidant supplements. Listen, if that's too small for you, I want to give you a little hint here. Some of you don't know this. Press the control and plus, and you can make it larger. Or take two fingers, put it on the trackpad, and spread your fingers, because it'll make it larger. Most of you who have computers from this century, not the 1900s, okay, will be able to make that picture larger. Okay? I have a great tech. I think I'm going to bring her on the show soon to teach people that don't know how to do this. It's a big problem. That's right, computer literacy, little stuff. I hope you can make that picture larger. This picture I just asked you to go to, okay? This picture will tell you, I want you to read this, the truth about antioxidant supplements. See how popping pills can ruin your workout. Now, there's something. All these wonderful antioxidants that the body makes that you can purchase on the outside in the event your body doesn't make enough, that you can also get from your foods. If you've got too many, you're in trouble. You work out, number one, your muscle cells use oxygen to create energy. During exercise, they use 200 times as much oxygen as when you're resting. After the oxygen is used, your body combines most of it with hydrogen to form water. But some of it isn't broken down completely. The metabolites okay, of the oxidative process, of oxidative phosphorylation, aren't completely broken down. And these byproducts are called pro-oxidants, meaning they're free radicals. Okay? Now, number five, these pro-oxidants help your muscles move. How? In other words, the body's producing free radicals when you exercise. They help your cells release calcium, which plays a crucial role in muscle contraction. So what research is showing us then is that when your body's working out, when you're trying to get healthy, you're actually producing free radicals. They act on the myofilaments, myosin, troponin, actin, these long protein molecules that generate the force to contract, to move. But too many pro-oxidants put your cells in a state of oxidative stress. Now, your body has mechanisms for keeping the balance. In response to the temporary overload of pro-oxidants, cells produce antioxidants. As you train, your body gets better and better at this balance between the two. And your cells' defenses against pro-oxidants are strengthened. This adaptation eventually results in healthier cells, stronger muscles, faster recovery. Now, number nine, here's the clincher. So you're going to have to read this again. If you take antioxidants instead, you suppress the response of your cell to balance out the pro-oxidants produced when you exercise. Now, I can't say this is law yet, but there's something about this that rings a bell. You want to know why? Because when you get people who are sick, that can't stand, that can't move, and you stuff all these antioxidants down their throat, or you inject them intravenously, look through the picture sections here. You're going to see lots of companies selling everything. Lipoic acid, CoQ10, this form, that form, the other form. You're also going to see intracellular glutathione injections. Not intracellular, IV glutathione drips. The MDs love to do this at the holistic clinics. Hook you up, drop it in the vein, bypasses digestion. There's the advantage. Pay 100 times the rate of the liposomal intravenous glutathione, sure. But nonetheless, guess what? When you start as a sick person, as someone that doesn't feel well, as someone that's been oxidatively damaged, when you start stuffing these things in large quantities, I know I did it to people. I listened to my teachers that said, do this, and you do it, and you know what you find? That's what you find. Most people don't respond. They don't respond like they get their sleep. They don't respond like if they change their diet. They don't respond like if they went into a sauna. They don't respond like if they went to Clay's. They don't respond like if they really used high, high, high quality foods. They don't respond like they do to herbs, really good herbs, the real thing. They don't respond to these so-called antioxidants. The closest thing to an antioxidant, by and large, that you can get is really good food. Now, if you want to use the superfoods, barley grass, oat grass, wheat grass, blue-green algae, chlorella, spirulina, from very high sources, thank those sources. Premier Research Labs, their premier greens, out of this world, rocket fuel. To a point. Why? Because antioxidants are not the cure for low cell energy. Antioxidants are a step to stop free radical damage to the point where the cell energy gets too low. They're one piece of it. Now, how did we get from that? How did we get from that to this? Go to picture number 18. Here's glutathione. We're going to get to glutathione in a second. Glutathione's benefits: increase your energy. It slows down the aging process. It reduces muscle and joint discomfort. It strengthens the immune, detoxes the liver, improves mental focus, improves the quality of the sleep, reduces the effects of stress. Does this look familiar to you? Isn't this the way it's done? Everywhere you go. Find a vitamin therapist. Give him $7 an hour or whatever minimum wage is. Get him to memorize this stuff. Make sure he's young so his brain is not dead yet and he can remember something. Pump him up. Cheer him up. Get him to talk to people who are as lost as he is. And then tell him about the benefits of glutathione. Then make a really sexy ad. Not that that's sexy. Skeletons, I don't find skeletons sexy. But nonetheless, you get the point. Let's do it. Now let's make a bazillion-dollar interest out of it. Yeah, glutathione. I take that every day. I feel better. I'm sure I do. Bologna. Okay. How did we get from the science? The science being what? If you understand the Krebs cycle, oxidative phosphorylation, what the body uses ATP for, and you want to increase your cell energy so you can produce your own endogenous coquinol, excuse me, ubiquinol. So you can produce your endogenous, meaning self-produce your lipoic acid, self-produce, okay, your glutathione, the key antioxidant. If you want to self-produce it, you've got to bring your cell energy up, and yet you need them to bring your cell energy up. And what all this spins down to is get healthy. You have to shift, John Doe, Mary Doe, you have to shift your perception of what you need to do into getting healthy. That's the other 155 shows or 156 shows. Health. And this is what we're not doing. I know you've heard me say this before. I don't care because I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied until you walk in, you sit down, and you take joy in the flickers. I'm not satisfied until your patience is generated, until you're patient in your process. It's been 1 year. It's been 2 years. How many of you have gotten yourself into a place, how many, where the symptomology has been going on 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, or you don't even move anymore? You can't even function, barely so. How many of you have gotten there, and it's been a year and 2 years, and you've worked hard? In your mind, you've worked hard, and you can't understand why you're not better. You're not off this lousy detour that some mistake, some bump in the road put you in. That is you. And what you are not understanding deeply enough is that the cell energy, the solution for it, is not glutathione. It's not CoQ10. It's get healthy. And the extent to which those antioxidants, endogenous and exogenous, are part of health, the extent to which they're part of health, well, then they're valuable. But that is not the functional perspective. No, it's not. It's this. I did this, and I did this, and I take that, and I take this, and I take all these good things, and I don't understand why I don't feel any better. You don't feel any better because your head's not on straight. Those processes that ultimately produce enough ATP so that your body has a reserve energy that it can devote to repair of the cell are a process. And they're built on the back of a lot of things. Now, the hype now about how antioxidants can harm you because they shut down the body's counter mechanisms to this pro-inflammation that occurs as your body wants to move again, I just wanted to throw that in there. And there's a lot of articles like that. And this has been around for at least 10 years. That's why your average biochemist, unless he's working through the pineal, is effectively, well, more than skeptical about antioxidants. A lot of them will say, I know, I'm in school with them. They'll say, antioxidants, they're going to create more free radical damage than they're worth, and they consider anyone doing this stupid. Well, I'm not saying they're correct, but I am saying there's something off kilter when I'm looking at picture 29, picture 30, picture number, look at that one. Look at that one, 19 on glutathione. Look, feel, live, glutathione. I mean, give me a break. Give yourself a break. All right, let's keep going. Let's keep going. All right. Concept. What are you going to do? How do we sum this up? How do we sum this up? Number one, if you're adrenally exhausted, I'm talking about adrenal exhaustion. How do you know? Well, you can tell because of the way you feel. If you go to bed and don't sleep and get up exhausted, worse yet, if you do go to bed and you do sleep and get up exhausted, either way, if you're living exhausted, you're at the point where your cell energies, it's on its way out. If you're at the point where your cell energy's gone, where you're not producing enough ATP for function, your body will know it. You know why? Because you don't get up in the morning. I know people. I've helped people. I've seen people go to complete cure, to radiant health. I've seen people go from their deathbed to working 70, 80 hours a week hard. I've seen people regenerate themselves from disease, real disease. Doesn't happen to a lot of people. I got to tell you the truth. Don't believe all the hype. Why? The perspectives are off. People spend the first 2 years of their disease or their symptom problem cursing life because they got sick. Then they spend the next 3 to 4 years buying into every single hype there is. Just go out there, find some smart guy to lay down a bunch of great supplements, and bingo. It's happening, dude. You just found the right guy with the right routine. And after the first 6 years, when you fall flat on your behind, you know what you're left with? Either the true test of faith or you die skeptically. That's what you do. So not a lot of people fix, but I have seen it happen. And when it happens, you understand what it's all about. Now, are you there? If you can't get up in the morning, if you can barely make it, you're there. And you don't have to have a disease. You are there. I guarantee you, if you do the salivary cortisol tests, if you do your glandular profiles, you're going to find out that you're not producing hormone anymore. Once the hormone's gone, you're lurking with danger. So if you're wondering, John Doe, if this is you, if you just sound like what I just described, that's you. Do antioxidant profiles. I put the Geneva Diagnostics. Go get your RBC glutathione tested. The red blood cell. You see, how do we know what the cells of your brain are doing? How do we know what the cells in your liver are doing? Well, we don't, unless we want to go in there, dig out your liver, or go in there with microscopes and look at your liver, and we can't. So what we go to do is get a sense of it, and one way we sense it is RBC. We look, we can get the blood. So we look at the glutathione in the red blood cell, just like we look at the glutathione as it, just like we look at the glycosylated hemoglobin. We measure your diabetic tendency through the red blood cell. The red blood cell is an integer; it's a cue. We suggest, we think, we speculate, we infer that if the RBC glutathione is not being produced, the energy of the cell has dipped so low. So go to your doctor, your nutritionist, your dietitian, your osteopath. Go to your acupuncturist. Go to your chiropractor. Do it yourself. Go to the lab straight yourself. Figure out how to do it. I put the link on there for you. And get your RBC glutathione measured. And get it measured the next year and the next year. After 2 to 3 to 4 years, if you start seeing great dips, I guarantee you it's going to correlate with you don't feel as well. Now there. There. Look at that. Are you on the brink of exhaustion? Do your hormonal panels, your salivary hormone panels support that. Salivary, I said. Send your saliva into the ZRT labs. ZRT. Antioxidant profiles. Hormonal profiles. Are you exhausted? Last but not least, are you sympathetic dominance? A word I hope you understand. Hey, I just remembered. Next Sunday, I am having a class. We just had an incredible class last week. I need 4 people. It's on the teeth. Everything you want to know about the teeth. Everything. There's nothing I'm not going to cover. We're going to go hard, a good 7 hours, handouts, the whole works. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. Also, same phone number if you need an appointment because your head's on crooked and you can't figure out how to get up beyond the hype and get put on the right track. 714-850-1007. The show on the teeth. the class, the school on the teeth, coming soon. Four students, good committed people. If you're sympathetic dominant, there's your fourth cue. If you don't remember what it was like to relax, if when you do relax, you get so tired because you're so adrenally stressed that you flip out because you think you're weak and losing strength and your body's just trying to give you a chance to relax, if your neurological system is that confused, if you're waking up exhausted, if your hormonal profile suggests it, if your antioxidant profile suggests it, put yourself in that category and listen to this show again and understand what cell energy is really and truly about. Ta-da! I hope you won the prize. Yes, indeed. Look at picture number 35. Now, you see that blood? That blood should not have all the white spaces between it. That's a blow-up, okay? That's a blow-up of a drop of blood. That's dried. That is one dried drop of blood showing up underneath a microscope. It's magnified. And those spaces shouldn't be there. The blood is red. The blood is red. It should be one red coherent film, not with all those holes in it. Now that's what the microscope will tell you about your blood when your cell energy is gone kaput. There's lots of ways. Okay, that's the show. Lots for you to think about. Signing off, 714-850-1007. I want 2, 3, up to 4 good students. See you next week.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.